Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
The off-air question from our show director to Cassie just had me cracking up. His question was, hey, Cassie, got this North Carolina accent. Is this text you just sent serious?
A whistle, too.
Are you serious? What was that about?
She texted.
He's
normally,
so annoyed with me.
Normally we have breakfast chains on Uber Eats where it's like Chick-fil-A or something with meat involved. And she sent, she sends me.
Well, it could be a Waffle House. Like it's a text from somebody going, hey, I'm going to get Waffle House. Everybody else wants some. We're like, Waffle House or Chick-fil-A. And we're all in on it, right?
And she sends Kale Me Crazy.
Kale Me Crazy's food is delicious, and they have salmon, which last time I checked is a meat.
Sure it is. Salmon for breakfast. Disgusting.
I have salmon for breakfast every morning.
I love salmon for breakfast.
Every morning. He was so appalled, though. He couldn't really tell if it was like a serious, like, people eat kale for breakfast? Is this serious?
Are you for real?
Sounds like loss or punishment.
You could get juiced kale if you want, or they have, like, iced matcha lattes and delicious coffees.
I do like kale, just not for breakfast.
Well, expand your horizons. That's all I have to say.
You serious about this text?
Oh,
Paul. Entertainment bus stop.
I'm starting a Chick-fil-A, by the way.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Okay, Katherine Heigl is addressing her controversial exit from Grey's Anatomy.
Still. Come on, man. How many years ago was that?
About 15 years ago.
We got to get over this, man.
Let it go.
Yeah, Katherine caused a lot of buzz back in 06, 08 when she said she wasn't going to submit herself for Emmy consideration. She was like, I don't really feel like I got the right material to be able to like win an Emmy, which is basically her being like, screw you writers, I deserve better. Mm-hmm. So her and Ellen Pompeo, who of course is Meredith Grey on Grey's Anatomy, got together for a variety like actors on actors interview. And they were talking about what it was like to be a woman in the film industry and how Katherine kind of went into those conversations with the writers sort of naive, being like, I'm going to ask for all of this and it's going to be great and they're going to hear me out and there's going to be a change. And so when she got a bad reaction, she was like, oh, I wasn't expecting this at all. And so they talked about how back in that day, 15 years ago, not that long ago, a lot of the people in that industry really just expected women to be sweet and people pleasers and move on with life. And they were kind of shocked when an outspoken woman came in and asked for more. So they basically just riffed on that and talked a lot about their feelings. And I feel like Katherine and a lot of like the gossip sites that I've seen, I always feel like she's been called like a diva and hard to work with. And I wonder if was she really a diva or was she just like, I don't know, being more outspoken?
Wasn't the award thing the most controversial about her? Like, didn't she... Do I have my actresses mixed up?
No, she basically was like, yeah, I didn't get nominated or didn't submit myself for nomination because the writers didn't give me anything to work with. Like, I don't deserve it because I didn't have anything to work with.
Or she didn't get nominated, right? Yeah, she was blaming it on the writers or
no,
something.
I think she didn't. I think you have to submit yourself for a nomination or manager or the company or something like that. And she goes, she talked about it in the article being like, to Ellen Pompeo being like, I had my soapbox. And she's tearing up talking about it. She's like, I felt so passionate. I got up on it. I grabbed a megaphone because I felt this from my heart. And like Abby said, she did not see the backlash. She's like, why is there a negative backlash? But her PR team is crushing this comeback.
Yeah.
She got painted as very unlikable for a long time. I think there were a couple other things that happened. And I'm just seeing her more and more in a favorable light. and she is coming back to the table really looking like a polished person who cut the toxicity out of her life. And she really, the rumors are she got buried by Hollywood. Like, people made it so that she couldn't advance in her career because of those comments.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, now she's in Firefly Lane, which I know is one of the most beloved shows on Netflix right now. Everybody I know that's seen that show is like, you're going to sob by the end. It's so heartwarming. So, good for her. Okay, Martha Stewart says, we got to stop working from home. Martha Stewart recently shared her thoughts on people working from home 2 out of the 3 days of the work week. She's like, the country's going to go down the drain if we're all not going into the office. She said, you can't possibly get everything done working 3 days a week in the office and 2 days remotely.
So God bless her, but she's 81 years old. The days of coming into the office, man, if you're still holding on to those and you're in commercial real estate thinking those days are coming back, in my opinion, those are gone.
Yeah, 100%. So she's 81 years old. Like, you think she would be ready to just take a back seat and just chill, go live on a farm somewhere, bake some pies or whatever Martha Stewart does.
She goes on the cover of Sports Illustrated, what she does.
Yeah, that's
looking
what she does.
Good.
I'm not going to take business advice from someone accused of insider trading.
She's getting ready to release her 100th book. So about 2 books a year at this point for Martha Stewart. And it'll include 100 of her favorite dishes.
I think, you know, when you're talking about people that are in their 70s and 80s and they've done it a certain way for just so long, that evolving into like a new attitude that people don't come into the office, they don't clock in. You know, it's not all about the numbers. It's also about health now, mental health. It's a little bit tough of an evolution. I understand where she's coming from, but I think those days are gone.
Well, what's frustrating, I will give it to her, I made that joke, but she is an incredibly successful businesswoman, but she doesn't have a normal 9-to-5. Like, she has a very outstanding career, and it looks very different. And I guarantee you, if you stuck her in a 9-to-5 in a cubicle every single day, or a 9-to-6, because you get an hour for lunch, but you have to stay till 6, every single day surrounded by beige walls staring at a screen, homegirl would be like, yeah, okay, let's do some work from home.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys, just within this building here, if you walk down the hall, I'm not sure what day it is. We got a whole bunch of corporate, like, accountants or I don't even know what they do back there. But they're all in cubicles and they're not here every day. But the days that they are here, it is completely silent back there as everybody is focused on their computers. Everybody kind of looks miserable, right? So
they do.
Like, why not? Like, as a company, just go, if you're getting the same work done at home, they're not interacting with each other at all. So why not just make them happy and stay home if they're getting results?
Yeah.
If the production is the same, I really don't see what the issue is at all.
I walk back there and I'm like, oh my God, man. I mean, it's so different than what we do here. We literally get paid to get in trouble. Our boss can come in here and go, hey, you guys aren't screwing around enough. Start screwing around. And it's so quiet over there. I'm like, let them stay home.
You just want to offer people hugs when you go get some water back there.
Thoughts and prayers for them out in the cubicles. New details on Wild 'N Out star Jackie O's death have just come out. I'll fill you in on more details on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.